Every term, Kalamazoo College digs up an exhibit for display at the A.M. Todd Rare Book Room. This quarter, you can see letters, books, documents, and even artwork signed by famous figures in history. There are signatures from founding fathers like Ben Franklin to writers like Henry David Thoreau. WMUK's Zinta A-Stars toured the Rare Book Room with collections curator Paul Smithson.
Using primary documents is something that just can't be gotten through Google searches and online documents. Actually handling and seeing the actual materials written by important people
certainly makes it more real. And who is this young woman that we see in this photo here?
These are photographs of Alice Hargraves as a young lady. She was the original Alice of Alice in Wonderland.
So Alice and the rabbit hole are real.
Well, I'm not sure about the rabbit hole, but at least Alice was. And she's the one who encouraged Lewis Carroll, or Dodgson, to actually write down the wonderful stories he was fabricating for her entertainment. And it was because of her influence that he actually published the Alice stories. And on display is a limited edition book club from New York that is signed by the original Alice. She did not sign very many works. This work is fun because it's a compilation of stage actors and actresses from the early 1900s. The Civic Theater here in Kalamazoo used to do train trips to New York for theater weeks, and Eleanor Austin, as an interior decorator here in Kalamazoo, would take her copy of the book along, and at the various social events when some of the stars would be present, she would get their autographs. And the book has about 18 or 19 autographs scattered through it. The one that we have on display is Lillian Gish, but there are quite a number of others, like Helen Hayes and Maureen Stapleton and Bert Lahr and others.
So we have quite a range in dates. From what is the range here that we see in history? Some like Soyinka are alive today.
Indeed. And probably the earliest would be the Franklin and Jefferson documents. Moving into Jim Dine, who is very actively producing art, and Soyinka, and a few others who are still with us. Here we have a copy of Sinclair Lewis's novel, Our Mr. Wren, and it is inscribed as a gift to Mrs. Rudolph Light of Kalamazoo, and it reads, to Mrs. Rudolph Light from a passing motorist, gee, I bet that front left blows out today, who also happens to be the writer of this book, signed Sinclair Lewis, in Cleveland in 1918. Hmm. We can only speculate the situation in which Sinclair Lewis and Mrs. Light encountered each other on the road.
You can see more signed writings at Kalamazoo College's A.M. Todd Rare Book Room. It's located on the third floor of the Upjohn Library Commons Building at the corner of Thompson and Academy Streets. The exhibit, Sincerely Yours, will be up until June 5th.